holiday. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Little My Girl, baby. Welcome back. Valentine's Day weekend. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I and Peanut, deep within the bunker. Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNF 590, The Fan, the Vogler Vogler, Matty G. Having a great Saturday morning. Just returned from Branson, Missouri earlier in the week. Was down at Lily's Landing for a media event, Conservation Federation of Missouri. What a great time. And we've got the man, our host, on the line with us, Mr. Phil Lilly. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. Hey, thank you for a great event and hosting our event. Man, it was awesome. What a great room. What a great time. You guys are first class.
Well, thank you. It was really nice to have so many of just fantastic guys to and gals to host and get to know and visit and on Lake Taneycomo and our great trout fishing here.
Yeah, you got great trout fishing. Yeah, you had a wide variety of personalities and types and different types of people, did you, Phil?
Yep. Well, I think we had about 24 riders from all across the Midwest. And it was a good time.
Got everybody out and everybody caught fish. Man, we caught some fish. That was awesome.
Yeah, fishing this winter has been very good on Lake Taneycomo. We've seen some really good quality rainbows and browns caught here in the last month.
I know things is hard to put an event like that together, and I know how hard you guys work, but, you know, I guess you was a little short on guides. You had to go down to the bottom barrel and find that babbler guy, huh?
Yeah, we had to drag him out of his bed and breakfast.
Out of his bed, yeah. You ought to seen his face when I went down to the dock and he saw I was fishing with him. I hadn't seen him in a while. It was funny. It was great.
I imagine he had a good time.
He did. Man, you guys do a good job. What a great facility you have there. Phil, and everybody was so polite, so nice, and so professional. Everybody worked so hard for all of us media people. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, like I said, we're blessed with a very good staff. Everybody loves what they do, and it's easy taking care of a group like that. It's very, very enjoyable.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Phil Lilly from Lily's Landing Resort and Marina down out of Branson, Missouri. Why don't you tell our listeners what's involved to come and book fishing trips or come to your facility and information about your facilities?
Well, we're approaching our 35th year.
Wow.
Down here on Lake Taneycomo and here in Branson. It's a family-run resort. I've got quite a few family members still working for me, and we're just a couple miles south of the Branson Strip. We're on a dead-end road, so you never even know Branson's up there with its all hustle and bustle and shows. But we've got, 1 to 4 bedroom units. We can handle some pretty big groups in one unit. We've got a house. Basically, you just got to call us or email us at lilieslanding.com, and we'll try to take care of it.
All right, give us a website, Phil.
Lilieslanding.com, and I think just about any way you spell it, it'll suggest you. If you use your Google machine and type in Lily's Landing, it'll get you there.
You're right about the spelling of the name. My spell check wants to change your name all the time. Every time I put it in with something, when I try to put you in on my Facebook, it wants to change your name to a different Lily. Wow.
Yeah.
What Vogler Vogler?
I don't think there's a better tackle shop in all of Branson.
I took a lot of photos of that. Yeah, he's got everything in there.
You've got everything. If somebody just asks you what they're, you know, you've got it, and you tell them, and they hit it on. One other question is, somebody described that upper flats section above Fall Creek is the closest thing that you're going to get to flats fishing in Florida, but here in Missouri. Is that, you like that idea?
Pretty much. That area up there, because of the high water floods that we've had, has really filled in with gravel. It's got a pretty pronounced channel, but it's got a lot of flat area that's less than 2 feet deep. And you can do a lot of sight fishing. You can wade that whole area up there. Take a boat up there and wade and do a lot of sight fishing. They're usually up on those flats feeding on midges. And you put a little zebra midge under a float about 6-8 inches and target those fish that are rising, and it's a blast.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, and thank you again for hosting our event. It was great seeing you again and being with all of my brothers and sisters in the media. What a great camp. That was one of the best camps I've been to in a long time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you come back next year.
Oh, I'll come back and see you. You can't get rid of me now. I'm like an old dog. You already fed me.
Okay.
All right, Phil. Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
God, I love that place.
Yeah. Isn't he great?
Oh, he is.
We did a remote with him. Remember, last time we was in Branson, we did a remote with Phil. It was really cool when nothing was working. And we finally got it going.
Yeah.
It was a great time. But anyway, happy Valentine's Day, Boba Bob.
Ooh.
You got your chocolate covered strawberries. You. We're going to go out and talk to Branson Tourism, to a little muskrat love. I mean, muskrats should be part of Valentine's Day as well. They're in love. Just listen to this beautiful song. Just back from our trip from Branson, Missouri. Great time was had by all. Conservation Federation of Missouri Media Camp. And we're going to talk to tourism from Branson, Missouri.
And on the phone with us from Branson, Missouri, we have Lynn Bennett Berry from Branson Tourism, Director of Communications. Hey, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ray. So good to be with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And a big thank you for everything you and Branson and, boy, you guys did a lot for us. Really appreciate that.
We love you all.
Oh, awesome. You just made my day, Lynn. You know, we were talking before about all the things in Branson, and when the guys go down to go fishing or they go hunting or they do a conference like we did, I would like you to tell our listeners, what can the gals do? What do you got in Branson for the girls to do while the guys are tied up with whatever they're doing?
Well, everybody knows that Branson is all about family fun. So we encourage you guys to bring the women,
yes,
bring the chillins,
yeah,
and please do come to the Ozarks. For us, it's all about the live entertainment. We've got fantastic shows for little bitty people,
yeah,
that feature amazing pets. And for those that are in between, every kind of imaginable family fun with the go-karts and out on the lakes, we have it all.
That's awesome. So many neat things. And there was how many feet? Let me back up. I'm stumbling around here. I was listening to that 60-minute thing, and it said back then there was 27 theaters. Do you have any idea how many theaters we have in Branson?
We have 40.
40. Wow, that is a big upgrade. We were talking about that at break. And is there certain things that the gals can go do, other things they can do, like particular places to go see?
You know, a lot of the women that we entertain when we have specific groups in town,
mm-hmm,
enjoy all of the shopping down at Branson Landing.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, that is our $420 million lakeside entertainment shopping district that's now going on 10 years old.
Wow.
Everyone loves the Landing.
All the gals love the Landing because it's shopping.
That's right. That's right. But at one end, we got a little something for you guys. It's called Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah, perfect. What a great place for Bass Pro Shop. And they were thinking with all the lakes, Table Rock and all the lakes, that's perfect. Tanny Como?
The other things that the gals enjoy when they come south is over to Keter Center and the College of the Ozarks,
okay,
where you can watch the cornmeal be ground and,
oh,
you can enjoy their horticulture displays and a wonderful museum, Ralph Foster Museum, that we refer to as the Smithsonian of the Ozarks.
Oh, that's neat. Wow. What about eating places? There's a little breakfast place out there that I kind of got a huge pancake.
Are you talking about Billy Gale?
Imagine that.
They do some,
oh,
really nice, light pancakes that'll float up off your plate, but they're as big as hubcaps.
Yeah. Awesome. Lots of great places to eat in Branson, huh?
Absolutely. Only about 248.
There was my next question. You're ahead of the game.
48?
That's awesome. Can you believe how many theaters there are now? I mean,
absolutely.
I love the way that they've, you know, it's been a lot of years ago. I went down with my family when I was a kid, you know, and things like that. And then we took our kids to Branson, and then I came down again this time. But I like the way they got some of the highways rerouted around so you don't have to sit there on 76 for hours.
We have color-coded routes now.
Yep.
You will never get lost. All of these touch at one end and the other end back onto Highway 76, whereas everybody wants to be up on 76.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do get the glimpse of the neon and the nature.
Yes. What, Vogelbaum?
Wait, there's a tower there, and I can't remember how far you can
point.
See.
Inspiration Tower, and
yeah,
you can see three states.
Wow.
Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
That's incredible.
Isn't that something?
You know, I was telling the guys when I was down there, when me and my wife was there with my daughter, she was little. She's 30-something now, of course, but she's little. We took that little tram, you know, to go to Shepherd Hills and went through yes. by Matt's cabin. And our tour director was saying the history about that. My daughter pipes up. She goes, "Those horses still here after all those years."
Isn't that sweet memories? That's what we count on down yes. in Branson, that your family will make wonderful memories and that your children will bring back their children to see us.
Hey, Lynn, give us a website or some, where the people can get more information about the Branson area and about your group.
You can find everything you want to do in Branson at explorebranson.com. Or you can talk to a real live human that can look out the window and tell you how the weather is
Yay.
By calling 877-BRANSON.
That's awesome. And they need to stop by and get a hubcap pancake when they're in town.
Come see Billy Gales.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us. Really wanted to get you on a visit with you, and really appreciate that this morning.
Enjoyed it, Ray.
All right. We'll be talking to you soon. We're not done with you. Okay. Thank you.
This segment is brought to you by Mossberg Firearms.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We need to take a break. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Next week, we'll be in Nashville, Tennessee. Boy, what a great trip this is going to be. Always Woo. Look for homecoming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Family reunion, Nashville, Tennessee. See you on the other side.
We're trying to go to the other side. There it is.
I'm going to take one.
There's a little love song, Valentine's Day for ISIS in Shannon County.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
We shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough. Make you feel